Zoe entered the kitchen, scrubbing her hand across her eyes, and gave a visible start at the man pouring coffee into two mugs. Jack Andrews, here in my kitchen, still surprises me every time. She accepted the mug he held out. You wound me. He leaned back against the counter and took a sip from his own mug. Am I so uninteresting that you're not even aware I'm here? Oh, I'm aware, all right. Hard not to be aware of him, with his dark, slightly wavy hair and silvery blue eyes that took on an even deeper hue because of the cobalt dress shirt he wore. His gray dress pants and a yellow tie were at odds with his bare feet. Altogether, very hard to miss. Jack raised an eyebrow, and Zoe buried her nose in her coffee. He had made it strong and black, just the way she liked it, and she needed that jolt of caffeine to make sure any other inanely revealing remarks didn't slip out. She pulled the cream cheese tub from the refrigerator and grabbed the package of bagels from the pantry on her way to the central island.
So it's more that you expect me to disappear again without a word? He asked.
It has crossed my mind.
Not going to happen.
There was a conviction, a firmness to his tone, that made Zoe look up from the cream cheese she was slathering across her everything bagel. Really? Her eyes narrowed. No flitting off to chase mysterious gunmen or pursue crime bosses around the world?
Not to point fingers, but you seem to do a lot of flitting around the globe yourself, with only the slightest provocation.
Slight provocation? You call FBI investigations and people trying to kidnap me slight provocations?
Jack waved his mug. Completely understandable. I'm just pointing out that I'm not the only one setting off on globe-trotting adventures. And don't forget that I took myself out of the picture here to protect you.
Pity that the people with guns didn't know that. Jack turned and rummaged under the cabinet.
You're not fooling me.
His voice was muted.
I know you better now. Granted, I'm not the fastest learner, but I do detect a pattern. I think I'm beginning to understand why you go on the defensive.
Jack emerged with a skillet.
You're scared. Eggs?
I'm not scared.
Not normally. Nothing seems to faze you. 20-foot climbing walls or massive roller coasters. But you might as well admit it. You find this,
he pointed the skillet back and forth between them,
uncomfortable. You're scared of what it might mean. Under all that defensive snarkiness, you kind of like it that I'm back. And that, my dear, frightens you.
Zoe thumped her mug down on the counter. Of all the conceited, smug, arrogant statements.
But is it true?
No, it's not true. I couldn't care less that you're back.
Of course,
he said mildly, and turned his back as he put the skillet on a burner.
I'll get my coffee pot back from the FBI. Then you can have the kitchen to yourself again,
he said over his shoulder.
I'll look for my own place.
Jack and Zoe had a complicated history. They'd married on impulse and dove into life as man and wife, buying a house almost before the ink was dry on the marriage certificate. Unfortunately, everyday life had turned out to be not quite happily ever after, so much so that they'd divorced. But by then, the housing market bubble had burst, and they were saddled with a house no one wanted to buy. Neither of them could afford to take a loss, so they'd divided the house into his and hers territories, with boundaries enforced as strictly as any Iron Curtain state had guarded its frontiers pre-Glasnost. Zoe blew out a breath.
I'm sorry. You know I'm not at my best before my second cup of coffee.
And you
look so damn good standing there in your bare feet, she thought.
Zoe gulped her coffee and burned her tongue. To drown out the words in her head, she said,
You're so wide awake and cheerful. It's annoying. No one should be cheerful before 8 a.m.
Noted. Gloomy disposition preferred in the a.m.
Zoe felt a smile tug at her mouth as she downed another gulp of coffee.